Anderson remembered that tree. You can see the cave from that fallen birch tree, Dad, Anderson whispered. Walter let King sniff Jason's Yankees cap, a souvenir from their class trip to New York City. Then he released King from the leash. Lifting his head in the air, the dog sniffed. Soon he began to zigzag up the slope. With his flashlight trained on King, Walter directed the dog's search. Suddenly, King barked excitedly and began to run back and forth in front of a fallen pine tree. "Hey, King, is that you?" "We're in here," a voice yelled. A hand appeared between the branches of the pine and waved. It was Jason's mother. Anderson listened as his father radioed their location to Sissy and his mother and told them that everyone was fine. Finally, when his father gave him the signal, Anderson ran up the slope to join his father. "Well, son," said his father, "it looks like you might be ready to turn that new pup of yours into a search and rescue dog after all."